Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. In many areas, school is or is going to be back in session in just a couple of days. Maybe at limited occupancy, maybe full occupancy, depending on how many students they have per class. Why do I choose this subject and how can I help? As a former teacher and still a health professional, I'm concerned about the teachers, students, parents, siblings, staff, etc., and want to bring some value to you. Last year, parents needed to work from home and homeschool their children all at the same time. I've heard from several parents that their preschoolers had to be on a three-hour Zoom call, which meant the parents had to sit there right next to them to help them and assist in certain things, because preschoolers, what, they're 3 to 4 years, maybe 5 years old, how can they have an attention span of 3 hours when most adults can't even last more than half an hour to pay attention for something? I mean, that was really very difficult. So for many parents, the frustration increased. Now with children going back to school, there's new opportunities, sending them back and have it easier for work, maybe catch up on a few things they couldn't do during the last year and a half, pretty much, to send the children back to school. Let's take control of what we can. Teach our children to follow the health and safety rules. Lead by example. So I have some suggestions on how you can reduce your stress and gain some confidence for a hopefully good year. First of all, you can Google back to school in and then put your city and state down. And I did that for Long Beach, California. And I got a message from the superintendent, Jill Baker, who is an ED. It's a short video. I mean, it's 13 minutes and 30 seconds, but it's only the first 4 minutes and 26 seconds where she speaks in English and then it goes in Spanish. So I want to play that for you so you can hear what actually is going on.
8 days until school begins, I'm here with another weekly community update where I'll share some new information about the opening of school. Within the last few days, you should have received a message from your individual school. Today's update is designed to reinforce that message and to answer a few of the most frequently asked questions from parents and families. How will students be kept safe? I want to assure you that student health and safety is a top priority at LBUSD. All of our protocols have been created based on California Department of Public Health requirements and in collaboration with the Long Beach Health Department. Health screenings will be conducted at home, and all students and staff who are experiencing COVID symptoms are expected to stay home. Masks will be required when indoors for all students and staff. If an exemption or accommodation is needed, a conversation must be held with the administrator, and a doctor's note may be required. Outdoor spaces will be used when possible for reading groups, lectures, or small group instruction, and while indoors, physical distancing will be done to the extent possible. The air filtration systems in every LBUSD classroom have been updated to the highest standards. High-touch areas will be sanitized and cleaned as much as possible with modern high-tech cleaning equipment. All unvaccinated students and staff will participate in weekly asymptomatic surveillance screening, which means that adults and students who have not had the COVID-19 vaccine will take a self-administered weekly test to ensure that they are not infected. Protective equipment, including masks, hand sanitizer, and soap, will be available on all campuses. What will testing look like for my student who is not vaccinated? In the spring of 2021, many students participated in the same self-administered COVID testing that will be used in the coming weeks. This requires students to place a small cotton swab in their nose and then place that in a bag. Results are sent directly to a student's family, who will then communicate the results to the school. How will students be welcomed back to school? We understand that while students are excited to return to school, to see their friends and participate in activities and learning, some may feel a little nervous. All of our teachers have been empowered to use the district's Smart Start resources. Smart Start centers relationships, community, and care. Be sure to ask your student about the Smart Start activities that they engage in during the first few weeks of school. Before I close, I want to introduce the Long Beach City Health Officer, Dr. Anissa Davis. Her leadership and our partnership with the Long Beach Health Department has been instrumental in navigating through every phase of the pandemic, and I'm glad she's here to reinforce the fact that these safety protocols are the most effective ways to help stop the spread of COVID-19 and keep our community safe. Long Beach Health and Human Services supports LBUSD's implementation of health and safety protocols that keep students, families, and the community safe by helping to stop COVID-19. LBUSD is taking prudent steps, such as following a statewide indoor mask mandate, requiring proof of vaccination or regular COVID testing among employees, resuming asymptomatic surveillance testing of students for the start of school, and other measures. These protocols are in line with requirements and recommendations by health officials, including guidance from our health department. With nearly 70,000 students, and as the largest employer in Long Beach, the precautions that LBUSD is taking will go a long way to helping ensure community health. We thank everyone for supporting these efforts and the care you are taking to open schools as safely as possible.
Thank you, Dr. Davis, for that important information. Next Monday, I will be back with my final community message of the summer. Access to this information is really important, and we want you to be as informed as possible. Please help us share this information with others. Make sure to visit lbschools.net/coronavirus for more updates and subscribe to our social media channels. In the meantime, be well.
So that was just the superintendent who spoke, and I think the message was really valuable. I do have that link in the transcript below, so you can highlight, copy, and paste it into your URL, and you can listen and see everything else there is. I just wanted to give the most important part. Another thing that I would like to offer is a back-to-school, back-to-health tips tonight at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. It's on Facebook or on Zoom. If you want the Zoom link, send me a quick email, and I have my email address below for some very specific reasons. So that would be tonight to help you make feel even better. Attempt that back to school, back to health tips on Facebook if you can. And if you don't have Facebook but you have Zoom, let me know and I'll give you the Zoom link. Or you can get it actually out of there also. It's in a transcript just to make it easier. So what are some things that you can do on your own, children? First of all, make sure they get plenty of sleep and they're relaxed when they go to school. Somebody who called in. So sorry about that. Anyways, I just wanted to continue and say those are the two things that I had for you. So start with plenty of sleep, hand washing for 20 seconds with soap and water. Now, young children don't really know what 20 seconds is. However, there is a quick little tip. Have them sing happy birthday to you. And when they're through the whole happy birthday song, one verse is enough. That's 20 seconds if they don't sing it super fast, but also not super slow. But happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And that way, by the end, they're at the end of the song, it's 20 seconds. So that'd be good. nutritious meals are extremely important right now because they increase your immune system. Whereas if you eat a lot of fats and sugars and carbs, especially the carbs that are not that healthy, then you weaken your immune system, and that is the last thing we want to do. Follow the rules in your community, in your school. And remember, safety always comes first. It's not over yet. And I hear that the winter months can be really bad with a new virus strain. And in a winter, what do we know? People are more indoors because it's cold outside, so they don't want to go and be outside too much. So they're closer together. They have less fresh air in the house because the heat is on to keep warm. So those are some issues. And that's why I say it's those rules that I gave above, those suggestions of plenty of sleep and hand washing for 20 seconds and with water and soap and nutritious meals and following the safety rules and all that, that's for everybody. Because again, it's not over yet. I can tell you what I experienced yesterday. I hadn't been up in the mountains for almost 18 months due to COVID and Delta. And I had my daughter in my house up there, and I wanted to go see her and bring her some food. And the intent was actually to spend a couple of days up there and enjoy the sunshine and the fresh mountain air and everything else. But when I was up there, or driving through the little town, I saw young people standing, I mean, literally body to body in front of a coffee shop, no masks, nothing. And I go, ooh, that does not look too good. Don't want to judge, but it's just an observation. Then I called my two friends I wanted to go see also before I spent the night there. And I called them first to see when and where, and they both said, it is so bad up here. Please don't stay. Go right back down. Unload your car. Say hi and bye to your daughter. Tell her you love her and go down again. And I go, that bad? They go, they can't even handle it anymore. It's so bad right now. And I go, oh, my. So that's actually exactly what I did. I took the pictures I had to take. I talked to my daughter for about 15 minutes. She wore her mask, and we had 6-foot distancing. And I just left my stuff in a car, never unpacked that, just unpacked her things. And I came right back down again because it did not feel safe at all. There is a saying many hundreds of years ago, somebody said, love and respect one another. And that has actually served so many people for so long. It's a much better saying to love and respect one another and not to harm and disrespect. What I had to witness, and I was saddened by it. So I came back home. I just jumped in the shower, washed my hair and everything, and put my clothes in the washer because I did not want to keep anything in the house that wasn't clean. I go, wow. So that applies not just to children, but that applies definitely also to adults. And that's why I'm saying it is so important that we actually take care of ourselves. You know, we lead by example. And we all know, all of us who are parents, we know our children mirror image us with everything, with mimics, with words, with actions, with movements, you name it. They are such little sponges that they just absorb pretty much everything. And so I just want to encourage you. Yes. You might be relieved to send them back to a certified licensed teacher. And you feel probably better saying, oh, they can do a better job in educating my child than I can. But remember in the same token that you are the parent, and you in more control than the teacher is. And it's you who needs to teach your child love and respect for everybody else, so they don't go and push and shove each other around, lose the masks or whatnot. And I am the last person who wants to instill fear. I do not believe in fear. I believe that when we respect one another, when we love one another, when we are considerate of one another, we will have a much better life and things will get better. It just takes some time. It's not over yet. And winter is coming up soon. And as I said, the heat on in the house, the windows not open all the time for fresh air, people sitting much closer together, it makes it more difficult. So let's take preventative measures and actually make sure that we can respect each other, even at home. I know in my case, should I get sick, my husband couldn't go to work for probably a month because he would have to stay home while I'm sick and then wait a period of time before he can get tested. And then he has to be negative for a certain amount of time before he can go back to work. That's all loss of wages. And he's earning decent money. But a month without money, that's tough for everybody. And that's why I am careful. I'm not frantic. I am not worried. I don't have fear. I'm just cautious in the sense of being respectful and loving to my husband so he can continue to work because he loves what he's doing. And for me, it's so much more fun having a loving husband home, one who's happy because he got to do something that he enjoyed doing. He got to help others who needed his help and whatnot. And I feel that this is so much better than just to look out for myself and do whatever I want to do. So I hope this helps a little bit with what I said for going back to school, to prepare your children to do those things. Again, Google it, back to school in, put in your city and your state and follow the guidance that they have there. I just played you 4 minutes and 26 seconds of Long Beach, California, what they're doing, and it's a video so you can watch it. I think, yeah, the link is in there in the transcript, so you just highlight it, copy and paste it into the URL, and then you can watch the video and everything else that's on that page. And please, I want to invite you to come tonight to the Facebook group, Back to School, Back to Health Tips, at 5:30 Pacific Daylight Time, or to join us on the Zoom call that I listed behind to get some good information that will help you and your children or grandchildren, depending on who you're taking care of. Because my goal is to help people getting healthy, transform their mindsets, transform their bodies to optimal health, so they have a long, happy, healthy lifestyle and never, ever have to diet, because dieting does not work. It's temporary. It might work for a while, but then once you're off the diet, you usually gain the weight right back. So that's why working on mindset and transformation in the mindset and transformation with the body is much better. So I want to offer you a couple of gifts, if you choose to accept them, and I would love for you to. The first one is a free health goal strategy session where we're going to see with three categories, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, where you need the most help. And then we can see if we're a good fit, if we can work together, or if you need to find somebody else, or if you know somebody else who's doing it already. That's all cool. That's all great. I just want to create the awareness and help you with that. And if you would like to get my newsletter, it's an email newsletter that I send out weekly with a healthy recipe and a healthy activity and some other health valuable information, please send me your email address, the best one. You can reach me is at Coach Denise, CoachDenise, at CT, that's Charlie Tom, Digest, like Reader's Digest, .net. It's also there, so just copy and paste it. And I put in the subject heading the first three letters in caps, BTR for Blog Talk Radio. So I know I can fish it out of the spam folder because all first emails go into the spam folder. So that's it. I just want to read you a couple of poems still to just end on a good note. I used to love school. I mean, I went to school in a different country, and we had 5 weeks or 6 weeks of summer vacation. And during that time, I reviewed the entire year, and I studied ahead in my subjects, in every subject, at least a chapter or two. So when I went to school, what I did not know from just reading it, I understood when the teacher explained it. So that's as much as I loved school. And here is a cute little poem. Back to school. The first day of school. Not sure what's in store. A brand new teacher and a whole lot more. Making new friends and seeing old ones too. What will we learn? I haven't a clue. Will we learn about animals or outer space? Will we learn to be riders? Or in gym, will we race? I have so many questions about how this year will be. A brand new adventure. We'll just have to wait and see. That's a cool one. Let me see. There's another one. Back to school. Summer is over. Fall is here. Back to school for a brand new year. Pack your things. On the bus you go. Make new friends and say hello. Reading, writing, learning more than you ever did before. Adding numbers. 1, 2, 3. So much to do and learn and see. I'm so glad to meet everyone. Get ready for a year of fun. That sounds just exactly what I felt. Let's see. Oh, there is one more. That's too small. I can't read that. Let me see if I can find another one that I can read. Oh, September is here. Oh, yeah, in a few days. It's already the 26th of August. So September is here by Lenore Hetrick. School bells ringing in the morning, little girls in fresh print gowns, little boys all showing up, wild circus clowns. From the trees, the red leaves falling, wild geese flying overhead, the squirrels hiding countless nuts in their secret wintry bed. All these signs point just one way. Their meaning to the world is clear. September, first month of autumn, once again is raining here. So that's just the easiest way to find poems is just go to Google and put in a search engine like back to school poems, and you have a slew of them popping up, and you can choose whatever suits you. They're all for free, the ones that you Google there. And, you know, it helps that you can share some stuff with your children. Oh my gosh, I didn't see that. Back to school poem quiz. Oh my, where is that? Let me see. Huh. Oh. Okay. Couplet pandemic 2020. I am not liking this quarantine. How about you? It's boring, lasting 1,000 years. There's nothing to do. I'd love to be able to leave the house and do something other than sit and actually do some work at my terrific school for a bit. when this pandemic is over, I won't be at home with my brother as much. I'll go to be with classmates, Miss Langley and you, but we'll be not touch. We will not touch. Marley Antikowski, May 2020. There's so many cool things there. And actually, just to let you know, if you choose to go back, every Wednesday from March 2020 to March 2021, between 2 and 3 o'clock, I read a children's story. Several books, actually, Oliver Twist, The Black Beauty, Where the Red Fern Grows, and several others. So you can scroll back on my Facebook page for as far as you want to that you can see. And it always says which chapters I'm reading. So I did read those books to actually help the parents get a break from their children for a while if they didn't have to be on Zoom right then. And those posts are still there, so you can actually go in and still listen to the stories just for a break, just to have some fun. And as I said, I read at least 10, I think eight to 10 books. I'm looking at them, and I think I read almost all of them. That's more than that. So I wish all of you a most wonderful day, a great rest of the week, and a happy start in school on Monday, if you didn't start last Monday, like some schools did. And remember, everything has to do with healthy body, healthy mind. And when those two are healthy, your finances are healthier than usual, because going to the doctors, paying for medications or exams or stuff costs a lot of money. So everything I do has to do with those things. And the back to school is just as important to keep aware, healthy, to enjoy your friends, make new friends, but still be careful with how things are done and listen to the teachers. So if you want to be on my show because you have something to share that has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, and I promise you almost anything can be related to that, please let me know. Send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. And definitely make sure you put the first three letters in caps again, BTR, and then tell me you would like to be on my show. And then in the content, tell me a little bit about what you would like to talk about, and then I can see how we can figure that out and make sure that we're going to have a wonderful conversation on the Blog Talk Radio show. I welcome people coming on the show with me. It's more fun than doing it by myself. It's just been a little bit challenging because everybody had different schedules. And as I said, many people had their children at home. And so it was almost impossible for them to have a quiet half an hour or an hour, depending on what we're talking about. All right. Happy weekend. Stay healthy. Be blessed. And I'll come to you. I'll come to you next week again with something else. Take care and have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.